Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And Friday, it's all about us going back in and following up on email that you've sent and comments on the website, Facebook messages, all those things.
You guys ready?
Sure.
This is an email from Christy, and I'm so loving that she sent this. And this brings you right into our little front door drama that Murphy has finally agreed that we're not going to mess with our wreath. Yay. We have company coming this weekend, and there's a little bird in our front door wreath.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't bother me. Although I did step outside last night and I opened the door, and you're right, it scares you when he flies away. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, it scared me. I was like, oh, I disturbed you. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised as many times as the door has been open that the bird still wants to stay there. But
I know. It's a living figure. In a moving target. Christy says, if the bird has already laid eggs, you're not supposed to bother them or get your scent on it. The mother bird will leave and not ever come back if you touch it. Christine.
There you go, Murphy.
Well, we're not touching it. Murphy agreed that, like, we're going to let our friends know when they arrive. Hey, I'm going to actually go outside myself and greet them. And go, come on in. Apparently, there's a bird in my wreath, yeah. But we're not going to move it yet. I really don't want to.
Yeah. We talked about that. I mean, look, I'm good with that.
Good.
I mean, why not let you have some? It's not like the bird will be there forever.
It won't. You know? And you know what? This is what I'm imagining. I'm imagining you tiptoeing around with the wreath, taking it off the door, putting it somewhere else, and then the bird coming back to look for its babies or something or its new home and it being distraught.
Well, I was going to put a sign with an arrow on it, you know, on the door.
Birds can read, duh.
Okay. Carol said on this same subject, this is an email, regarding a bird in your wreath, probably a wren. Bless their hearts, they are as cute as they can be, but dumb as dirt. Mm. They pick the absolute worst places to build their nests. Look to see if there's an actual nest. I haven't seen an actual nest.
I haven't either. I don't think this wreath is strong enough to support an actual nest. That's what's so weird about this. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it very well may be a wren. It's a small bird.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had them nest in our carport before.
I know.
In my shoes.
In weird places.
In boxes. I mean, in weird places.
She goes on to write, this time of the year is getting cooler. I have birds in my wreath, using my wreath as a roost for the night. They are beginning to look for places to spend a warm night. I try to ease my door open a bit and bump it back and forth so the wreath jiggles and they'll fly away. Forgot to do that the other night, and instead of flying out, he or she flew inside.
See, that's my concern.
Took my daughter and I an hour to herd him or her safely out. Poor thing was exhausted and terrified. Oh, it's true.
Yeah, see, that will look like the movie Christmas Vacation, you know, when everybody goes crazy and the dog's squirrel. Chasing the cat and the squirrel. Oh, that's right, the squirrel. And so our dogs will freak out as soon as they see that bird.
So y'all haven't seen a nest, actually.
No, I don't see a nest at all.
And there's no nest.
Very stressful trying to get it out without hurting it and not pooping everywhere. This wasn't my first time at this rodeo. It's always a wren and always exhausting. That's from Carol.
That's the only thing is I don't want that mess on the if it does, but we'll see. I mean, it's not been a problem yet. But I think the bird is just nesting in the tulle. The wreath is basically made of tulle, right?
Yes. Oh, that's
kind of like a thicker plastic tulle.
Right. It's not exactly tulle, but I know it, yes.
I don't know
you
what
mean
the
like screwdrivers and hammers.
It's like plastic ribbon with hard wire on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like
tulle is softer.
Yes, it looks like tulle, but it's a big
plastic mesh
yeah.
sort of thing.
Looks like maybe just roosting and not.
I know.
Nesting.
So here's what I'll do. I will shoot a little video.
I'm glad you said video after that.
I will shoot a little video.
I will shoot a little real video of the door, me opening the door of the wreath, all of that today. And that everybody can see it. I'll post it on our,
but you know what?
Socials.
I don't know. Maybe the bird is actually roosting only at night.
Yeah.
I don't think it's there during the daytime.
Okay.
I really don't.
It's at night. And that's what Carol is saying, that they look for places to, scooch in and get warm at night.
Yeah, I get those in the corner of my patio or in the garage or in the porch, like up in the top corner.
Right.
They'll sit up there in that little tiny corner and just stay at the night and then disappear in the day.
Yeah. Look,
well, we're an easy
them.
House to find because I have these little solar powered sidewalk lights that are random colors. So it looks like a little runway up to the front door, I guess.
I'm sure that's what
the bird
was thinking.
You know? Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just glad we're not going to mess with it yet. And maybe it's just a nighttime thing. And
I understand.
We'll figure it out.
I know that that's important to you. And so I'm like, okay. Because if you had not really asked and said, hey.
You would have moved it?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, one little bird is going to be okay with our guest. You know, it just is.
By the way, Carol said that, you know, the bird zipping around the house, there's always some pooping that goes on. She does mean the bird, right?
I'm sure she does. We've had birds come into the house before, but they've never pooped. But they are scared.
We've been lucky with that.
I know, because...
Yeah, we had a
birds poop often.
Couple ducks get in the house, you know, in the backyard.
When I didn't know that.
Before I had the fence.
Did you really?
Yeah, because the kids thought it would be funny to coax one into the house.
Oh, no.
That was a big disaster.
They poop constantly, right?
Yeah, it's just running poop. That's all it is.
Oh, no. Wow. I don't know about the rate of duck, you know, poop. But I know that chickens poop a ton because when I was a little girl, we had chickens.
That depends on what the duck's been eating. How difficult was it to get the duck out of the house?
Just a couple of us, you know, and you just
get him in a row,
surround him. Yeah.
Did he try to fly in the house?
Yeah.
Fun.
No, that's not.
That's
a big wingspan.
You're right. Yeah.
A duck can hit anything and break it.
Yes.
You know me. I'm just excited. I just get excited when I have these tiny little run-ins with nature. I'm fascinated. Mm. I love it. I live for it.
Yeah. I don't know. But a duck flying through the house breaking vases.
I guess so.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Pooping.
Let's change subjects. Shall we? Matchbooks. Now that we have 100 million matchbooks and clear glass vases, Murphy, from your dad's house.
So my dad was a collector of those for a while. And I guess they're still made. I honestly don't know. I haven't seen. I know that you don't see them as an offering in restaurants anymore.
Yeah. Hey, would you like a matchbook to light up with?
Yeah.
It's funny. I'll get to what she has to say about it because I love it. Especially Mr. Safety's going to love it. But you were not home yet the other night. Taylor and Phoebe both stopped by, and I was in the family room, and they walked back, and they were like, "Whoa, what's this?" It's the first time they had seen I've got four glass clear vases. Full of matchbooks from the 60s, 70s, 80s. And they were like, "What's this?" And I explained, "Well, these were Danes. You know, your dad's dad collected them for years.
Their grandfather."
And they're like, "Oh." They were like, "Why are you keeping them?" I was like, "Your dad wants to keep them for now. So that's what we're doing." They're like, "Yeah, okay."
Well, seriously, at first I wasn't going to. My brother and sister and I were like, "Okay, well, how do we dispose of these safely?" You know, but when I started looking at some of the things that were on the matchbooks and realizing how old some of them were, they're just fun talking pieces. I mean, so why not? If we got a place to display them, great. At some point, if we don't want it, great.
Here's what I think. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get to Judith first, and then I'm going to tell you a little idea I have. Judith said, "I had a pretty large matchbook collection by the time I finished college. Early in my career, I moved a lot, 5 states in 9 years. Hmm. Always used a professional moving company. It wasn't until the 4th or 5th move that the movers told me they could not transport my matchbook collection because of the fire hazard."
Yeah.
So I guess you had to get rid of them. Hmm.
Just put them in your car. I guess you can't bring those on a plane either. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. It's combustible. Yeah.
It is a fire hazard. Here's what I was thinking.
Why did my dad have so many safety hazards in his house?
He did. He really did.
We've found now mercury.
Maybe.
Supposedly radioactive material, you know, which I don't know about that. By the way, that thing's
fascinating.
I've been riding around with that all week in my car.
Great.
A little from the
glow at night?
No, it doesn't. I really don't think it's radioactive. Now, I have not been able to find my way home for the last 3 days.
Right. That's why you've been late.
I'm just kidding. But that's the kind of stuff that needs to go.
Yeah,
away.
It does need to go. Yeah. What I was going to say about the matchbooks, keep them the way that they are at our house as long as you want. But I know one day you're going to be like, okay, I'm over it.
Yeah.
So, but for the ones that are cool, like a restaurant, an old restaurant that is still open. There's one not far from our house that's an old restaurant. They might enjoy seeing one of their old matchbooks. Mm-hmm. They may not have them anymore. You always go, "Hey, my dad had this. I wanted you to see it." You could always do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old bar down the street where your dad got one. You could go, "Here's your matchbook." I don't know. You could.
It's so weird.
It's a strange thing, but they may not have any of their own merch from the back in the day is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's still weird to think about smoking sections in restaurants, though.
Yeah.
And actually, one of those old restaurants that you're talking about there, Jody, that's not far from our house, they didn't have a smoking section. It was like wherever you wanted to. I mean,
the whole restaurant was a smoking section.
They didn't separate anybody in that place.
Is that
yeah.
the one without windows?
Oh, no.
Oh, a different one. Okay.
Yeah, it had windows. It was a combo. It was a bar and a restaurant.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, well, thank you, Judith, for the idea and for the heads up that it would be a fire hazard for sure.
One of the things that my dad used to collect, and I found these years ago, was swizzle sticks.
Oh, what? For cocktails?
Yes.
He collect. How do you collect them? Because that's sugar, right? Isn't it sugar at the end of a swizzle stick?
No. These were like swizzle sticks.
Plastic.
From back in the day, I guess. When I guess bars used to have their own signature swizzle sticks.
Okay.
It was, you know, a lot of them were glass.
I didn't know that. I thought they were plastic.
8 or 10 inches long. They had plastic ones, too.
Okay.
And on the top would be like, if there was a logo or it might be written on it, like on a pencil.
Okay.
He had some from the Playboy Club. I don't know which one.
Oh, cool.
I think there used to be one in New Orleans. So he had a couple of those. So they were tall and they had the bunny on top.
Oh, that's so cool. What did you?
I used to have them in college and it was cool.
Right.
Hey, look, would you like a swizzle stick? I don't know where they are
now.
So
she sounded like Pee Wee Herman in college?
Yeah, I don't know why the girls didn't like me. But yeah, those are gone now. I don't know where they are.
Right.
There's about 24 of them.
Well, a person collects things for themselves. I mean, it was for him.
Yeah.
And he got enjoyment out of it. He probably got enjoyment out of, look at all this, look at this. You know, there was probably a certain little bit of a thrill when he got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume the same thing was true for Dane with the mat. Like, look at this matchbox. Throw it in my, you know, collection.
Well, I mean, look, both of my parents smoked also, so they had, you
it
know,
was used, it was used,
yeah, but the ones that we have with maybe one or two of them, a match or two were taken out of, which I guess must have been in an emergency, you know? We don't have any matches. Wait.
Man, I'll never have to look for anything to light a candle with.
No, you're not. Well, but I, you know what, I mean, to preserve the collection, let's not use those.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Now there are rules.
Preserve the collection.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.